I think we know most about God through what Jesus revealed to us, but also the things he made. It's like an artist, you know. You know something about an artist by looking at what they produce. There may be a tremendous depth of beauty. There may be something of some passion that's within that artist's soul that they're trying to relate to the world somehow. Or there may be some anguish, or whatever it may be. But anyways, their way of portraying something of who they are in something that other people can look at, maybe never know the story, but at least appreciate the beauty of their skills and their talents and their gifts. God does that. He makes all kinds of things. You know, before God, there was nothing. And everything that is, somehow, except sin, he is responsible for. So, when we think about God, I think what comes to my mind more than anything else these days is that we know him to be a God who loves us, obviously, because of the tremendous gifts that he gives to us. Just think about this for a while today. We begin with the gift of life. Nobody knows how to make life. That is a gift that God gives. Nobody makes a human being. Of course, we have parents that are necessary. But say, as far as who that person is going to be, the gifts that they have, the skills that they have, whatever, the talents that they have, all of these things are put there by God. Each and every one is different. Not only that, once that life has been born into this world, without God sustaining that life, each and every moment, that life would end. It would cease to exist. The person would not be there anymore. So we are all very dependent on that gift of life that is constantly being given to us. It's not something that's given once. It's going to last for 80 years or 90 years or 100 years, and then it's going to be gone again. That's not the way it works. Once God gives life, he has to constantly sustain that life. That's a gift. He gave us the gift of free will, which is absolutely essential, say, if we're ever going to learn to love. Because love is a choice. It's not something that anybody can force onto us. You know, the Communist Party tried to force the party philosophy on the people for generations, and the people still hated it. Even though it supposedly was supposed to take care of all of their needs, all their wants, all their desires, all of that sort of stuff. But God gave us that gift so that eventually, essentially, we would one day choose to use it to say, I love you. To tell other people, I love you. It's that kind of a gift. Well, as mankind frequently does, we learned how to mess that up in our earth. So our first parents were rejected from this paradise that they lived in, were meant to be there, because they chose not to listen. They thought maybe their choice would be a little bit better than God's. And so God did not condemn them. He threw them out of the garden. They were punished as a consequence of it, and mankind still suffers the consequences of original sin. But he didn't condemn us. When the time was ripe, he sent another tremendous gift to us. And the gift was his own divine son. When Jesus came into this world, he didn't come to condemn either. As a matter of fact, when he talked to the Father, when he spoke about, he said, your disciples, the disciples that you have given to me, are the gift that you gave to me. So each and every one of us, in Jesus' eyes, is seen as a gift from God the Father, given to Jesus to guide and help us and to bring us to rest in peace and glory with the Father. Imagine that Jesus Christ considers you a gift from the Father. You may look at yourself sometimes and say, well, he really didn't get much in that deal, did he? But Jesus didn't look at that way. He's like the Father he loves. And that's what he knows. So he continues to give gifts. He said, I will teach you a way of life that will be peaceful, where you can bring joy to the world, where you can bring peace to the world, where we can find happiness, and you can develop your gifts, your talents. I want to show you that way of life. So he did, by his own life and example. And essentially it was a life based on the attitude of, I do everything because I love you. I want good for you. So then he comes to the end of his life. After he suffered and died and rose again, then he's commissioning his apostles, and he's saying to them, now, I'm going back to the Father. Somebody is going to have to carry on this work. And he said, so I am commissioning you to carry on the work I began, and so that the message can spread all over the world, and that the message will continue to be alive, and it will continue to be the right message, because I will send my Spirit to be with you at every step. The next tremendous gift that the Father gives is his Spirit. And this Spirit is not somebody who is going to suffer and die on the cross. That was done once. That was all that was necessary. But this Spirit is somebody who dwells within each and every one of us who say, I believe. If I truly say I believe, that gift of the Spirit dwells within me. And he brings me even more gifts so that I can be faithful to the mission that Christ has given, that we bring his message to all the world. I can be faithful to the responsibility of teaching the world to love and to be loving to all people, to be willing to share the gifts that God has given. All of these things happen because that Spirit of God dwells in me, inspires me, encourages me, guides me, whatever is necessary. Maybe he has to wrap me inside the head once in a while and make sure I'm going the right direction. But he's always there. That Spirit of God dwells in you. And so the vision of the church that is now over 2,000 years old, the reason we are still on track is because the Spirit of God says, I will never abandon. I will always be there to make sure that the message that Christ came to teach is authentic and that it continues to move forward in this world. So we think about all of these gifts that have been given to us, the promise of eternal life that is going to be ours, to be members of the family of God, to be invited to the Lord's table whenever we want to, that we are welcome guests at his table to share the Eucharist. All of these things we think about, they're all God's gift. He tries to tell us, this is who I am. I give you gifts. I give you as a gift to my Son. I give you the Spirit of God who my very Spirit would dwell within you. So that's what we celebrate today. We celebrate the fact that God loves us so much that he does all of these things, that his Spirit continues to dwell within me. But unless I take the time to acknowledge this and think about it, he gives us these special gifts, the seven gifts of the Spirit: wisdom, understanding, and knowledge, counsel, fortitude, piety, and fear of the Lord. I'm glad I remembered them this year. But every one of them is to help us along the way, to learn more about who we are as the people of God, and to have the courage and the strength to go forward and say, this is who I am. You may not like it, but this is who I am. So we think today about all of these gifts that God gives to us, including his own Son and the Spirit. And we look at ourselves and say, what kind of a gift am I to the Son and the Spirit? Do I really deserve any kind of a title that somebody would say, that the Father would say, I give you as a gift to my son? You wouldn't give your son something that was lowly or degraded or an insult or something that was going to be harmful, or you would give them something that is good because you want good for them. You would give something that is loving because you love them. You would give something that will honor them. All of these things we think about. That is what God looks, how he looks at us. And he gives us to his Son and to the Spirit as a gift so that they can bring us to that union ultimately with God in heaven. Look in the mirror sometime. Ask yourself, what kind of a gift am I to Christ, to the Spirit of God? Do I ever even think about them? Do I even care? But if we are supposed to be this gift of God in this world, this gift that he gave to his Son, who said that he would never lose any one of us, his choice is always that we are with him. So think about that on this Pentecost Sunday. That Spirit dwells in you. You may not acknowledge that. You may not think about it. You may not. Maybe you've never experienced anything of that Spirit in your life. But it happens. He is very much alive. He inspires things that, and words sometimes that you don't know where they would come from. He inspires actions out of people that you would look at and you'd say, I never expected anything like that out of this person. Where did it come from? It's that Spirit, the Spirit of God who dwells in us. Our job is to acknowledge, to appreciate that gift, and to try to live it to the best of our ability.